Hey, good morning. This is Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and I'm here with Miss Dawana Quintana.
Hello, hello, hello.
The background clapping noise. Woo-hoo. And Tony Faust. How are you, Tony?
I am doing amazing this morning.
Well, that is, it's so good to see you. So Tony Faust is married to the lovely...
Laurie Faust.
Laurie Faust, who heads up the women's ministry up at Freedom Fellowship.
Yes, she does, and it is fantastic.
And we are here today to talk about Freedom Fellowship International, right?
Yes, we are. So Freedom Fellowship International is my church. I go there. I've been there for over 7 years now, and it is just a wonderful community of believers. I am truly passionate about my church because it's such a good place. It's such good ground. I love it.
Yes. Yeah. So passionate that you invite your friends and say, will you come for me?
Well, she invited me.
Did she? I even invited Tony.
Yeah, she invited me, and then me and my whole family began to attend.
I did.
And it's amazing. Now, here's one of the funny things about that is that, like, where is Dawana? Where is Freedom Fellowship International?
There's a question here in Waxahachie. It's like, where is the church? Because it's not easily seen, but it's a big building.
And you know the space because
everybody knows the space.
Right, because it used to be Buffalo Creek Movie Theater here in Waxahachie. And so you drive over to Northgate Plaza, and you know there's a Gold's Gym's in one corner. I think there's a restaurant in the other corner over there with the Chinese buffet.
The Verizon store is over there.
Yeah. But back in the back over there is the movie theater. What was the movie theater? And we have turned that movie theater into an absolutely beautiful
church. It really is. It has been transformed for sure.
It is spectacular. Just on a side note, that's because it's kind of funny, is that the women's bathroom is the most beautiful place on earth.
I went in there, and I came out the first time I came out of there. I told Eric, I said, is your bathroom amazing? He's like, what? And I was like, the bathroom is the prettiest bathroom I think I've been. I mean, it looks like a nice, nice restaurant bathroom.
Yes.
Like, you want to go in there and hang out.
I know. They wanted to really let the women know that they are loved and appreciated at Freedom. And so when you walk into the bathroom, it is so luxe. It is like.
It really is.
It's kind of divine. And you might feel like a little bit of a diva going in and out.
Yeah.
You're like, that was a sweet bathroom experience.
It really is.
Well, really, about just the lobby. I mean, coming into the lobby and the coffee shop and all the...
It really is.
I mean, it's really nice.
It's just a good place, but it's not just the building, even though the building's spectacular. It really is the people and the presence of God that is there. It is so welcoming. It's a happy place. People are kind of genuine, and that's actually why I came.
Yeah.
That was the reason that I came.
Yes.
I was looking for a place where people were real.
Authentic. Yes.
And a place that I could feel like I would be at home, mm-hmm. where I was welcomed, where I could be a part. Like, I had a seat at the table. And I felt that way, and that's why we stayed.
Yeah.
And that's another reason why I'm so passionate about Freedom and what God is doing in this amazing church. Because it's a real place, and I feel like it's a God place, you know, a place where you can really know God. And that brings us to some things that are coming up that I'm so excited about. We have a couple of major events happening. And one is the the Voice of Freedom Prophetic Conference Revealed. And that's our theme this year is Revealed. And it's going to be September 15th, 16th, and 17th. And it is going to be it's open for everyone to come. You do have to register. The tickets are $50 for a person. But if you're a couple, it's $80.
And we
15th,
have some.
16th and 17th. What days of the week are those?
That is a Friday night, all day Saturday, and then Sunday morning.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it doesn't interfere with the work week at all.
It doesn't. And so you can make plans easily to attend.
And we have some amazing guests and speakers that are going to be a part of that.
I am excited about that. One of them is Jennifer and
Ron
Ives.
Right.
And they pastor a church in Turlock, California. They actually cover multiple campuses. They really flow in the apostolic and the prophetic gifts of the Spirit, which is the fivefold ministry. And they are going to come and share. And they are not just, I would say that they're not just... you know, your boring speaker. They are powerful, powerful couple who love God with all their heart. They have traumatic, dramatic, amazing background stories.
Yeah.
And then they just, they really radiate the love of God. And so the conference theme is revealed, and it's about revealing God's glory. So I think when people are thinking about coming, would they think about coming for, you know, if you're a new believer and you just really want to have the word of God revealed to you, you want to have God's plans revealed for you, this conference would be for you. But also if you, you know, you're like really an established believer and you've been in the word for a long, long time and you're a solid Christian, but you are wanting more of God, that you're hungry for more, this is going to be that conference.
So to take your relationship with God really even to a next level, God, I want to dig in deeper. I want to get closer. This will be a conference for you.
Yes, absolutely. And it is going to flow in the prophetic. There's also Matt Sorger. He's another prophetic speaker. Cindy McGill's going to be sharing her story. Then Praise and Worship is going to be by Leonard and Janice Jarman, which are fantastic. It's not like, I think Pastor John would describe it as psychedelic worship. It's like beautiful, like heaven opens and you feel like you're with the angels, that kind of powerful worship that really takes you into the presence of God. So that is coming up. You can register online at freedomonline.com. Like I said, tickets are $50. Or as a couple, save a little money there and 80. And I would really mark your calendar. Get online right now. Register right away. I know personally, I am hungry in my life for the next that God has for my life. I'm hungry for his presence. I want to know him more. I want to be who he wants me to be more. And I want to have him reveal those things to me. And so I come in with expectation to this conference that God will reveal himself even more to me personally. So I feel like when people come with expectations, that they're going to be met in the presence of God.
What are the times of each day?
You know what? I believe the service starts at 7 o'clock Friday night, mm-hmm. and it's going to start around 9 a.m. on Saturday. That'll go throughout the day, and then Sunday morning at 10.
Will people leave for lunch, come back? What's that
yes,
look like?
I think there's going to be leaving for lunchtime and for dinner. There'll be breaks. Of course, there'll be breaks throughout the day, so it's not going to be like just, you know.
But I'm saying, in other words, is it 9 to 11? I mean, like, how long is the day?
I think it goes all day long, and that there's a lunch break and a dinner break, and that there's also an evening service on Saturday. So it's going to be morning, afternoon, and evening on Saturday, and then just Sunday morning for a couple hours, and Friday night is a opening service.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let us talk about that service, mm-hmm. because we're having the prophetic conference on Friday night and all day Saturday, and then it's going to culminate there on a Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
But Sunday morning is also something very special.
Oh, yeah, it is. I'm excited.
Because Sunday morning is Back to Church Sunday.
Back to Church?
Back to church?
Back to Church Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah, the reason that we're excited about Back to Church Sunday is because this is an opportunity for people who maybe they haven't gone to church or been a part of like a church family where they could be surrounded, loved, and supported and helped to grow and really be cared for the way that God's family can do like nobody else, right? And maybe it's been a child or a teenager that they went to church. Maybe during COVID they just stopped going.
And that's so true because, you know, during COVID, our habits changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of my habits changed. And I think it's time that maybe some people just, I got out of the habit.
Get re-engaged.
Yeah. I need to get re-engaged.
That's a good word.
I love that word. Is we need to get re-engaged, you know, and step back in. And so we want to have this special Sunday to say, hey, let's re-engage. Come back and see what's happening in the church
come
now.
Come and see.
Yeah, come and
what
see.
What it's like to be a part of the family of God and to be back in church. You know, I think people are missing community, and they're looking for it in maybe places that aren't healthy. Mm-hmm. They're looking for connection, but the perfect connection is really in God's house, in church, and Freedom Fellowship International is just an amazing place to connect with God's family and to be a part of that community where you have a place to feel accepted, draw close to God, grow in Christ, as well as an opportunity to serve and find out what your potential, what your destiny, what God has called you to do. So there's a place for you here. And I feel like people are missing it in our community. Yeah. And this is, here it is. It's right here. Come and get it.
Exactly. And you know, people may be wondering, well, when I come to church, what's happening in church? Because a lot of the churches, you know, different ministries had to actually shut down, you know, during COVID. So mm-hmm. I think it's not just Freedom, but I think churches are beginning to reinvigorate. But at Freedom, I mean, during this time, we've actually got a brand new children's area right now.
It's got
this climbing section in it so the kids can have fun.
And a big playground.
A big playground inside the building with tubes and slides and things. And then they can also, you know, hear the Word of God. We've got youth ministry, men's ministry,
women's ministry. Is passionate and powerful.
There's lots of things for people to engage in.
And when is it? What are these dates again? We got to wrap it up. So September the 15th, 16th,
and 17th uh-huh. is the conference, the Reveal Conference, the Prophetic Conference. And then Sunday, September 17th at 10 a.m., mm-hmm. that is that Sunday we're calling Back to Church Sunday, that we're just inviting everyone from the area, from our county, from our city, from the community, saying, if you haven't been to church in a long time, come back.
Got it.
See what it is.
September 17th is church. And it's not, and so say they can't make it to the conference, but they want to show up on Sunday.
Absolutely.
So just show up at 10 a.m. on Sunday.
10 a.m. It's going to be
Back to Church Sunday.
It's going to be a welcoming experience. You're going to love it.
Freedom Fellowship International, the old movie theater. let me clarify, because there's a couple of old movie theaters. The old Buffalo Creek movie theater
right.
over there in the Northgate Plaza. And 15th, 16th, and 17th, and if they want to come to the conference, the 15th and 16th, they can do freedomfellowshiponline.com.
That's right.
And if they have questions, they can.
It's freedomonline.com.
Oh, freedomonline.com. Mm-hmm. Got it. Anything else y'all want to add real quick?
No, we hope that you will come and see what God is doing.
Thank y'all for joining me. Thanks, Tony, over there.
Thank you, Julie.